My name is Julia Ross. I am 14 years old. Today is November 25th, and I am speaking with Peggy Ross, who is my grandmother. We are recording this interview in Paris, Texas. Can you tell me about your grandparents?
I had two sets of grandparents that both lived in our town, and one that was so special to all of us was the grandmother that lived kind of out in the country with chicken and cows. And we liked to go to her house, and we went to her house and stayed. She had no bathroom, she had no car, but that was the fun place for us to go. My other grandmother, not so much. She was a little more stiff, and we had to sit in chairs, and we had to be very quiet when we went to her house. So the other grandmother is my special one.
What about your great-grandparents?
I have no memory of those.
That's like me, too. Tell me a favorite memory of me.
I guess the day you were born, when I got to see you and hold you, you were such a beautiful baby, and you still are beautiful, Julia.
Thank you. Can you tell me about one or two people that have been the biggest influences on your life?
I guess several of my teachers. I have one in particular that was a math teacher, and I've always loved math since I had him. He was just a special guy that cared about all of us kids.
Of the people you've lost in your life, who do you miss the most?
I miss my mother the most. She was a special person, and we've always lived close together, and it was a sad day when we lost her.
What is it about them that you miss?
Just her being here, calling her every day, or she calling me every day, and just that she was my mother.
Mm-hmm. What are you most grateful for?
I think my family, my kids, even my in-laws, especially my grandkids. They've all turned out to be very successful people. Nobody's been in trouble. So I think it's my family.
How has your life been different than how you imagined it when you were young?
When I was young, I'm 71 years old. I'm still teaching school. When I was young, 71 was so old. And now 71 to me doesn't seem that old.
And counting.
And counting. And still teaching, so I think that would be.
Do you have any regrets?
I think regrets are a waste of time. I try not to dwell on stuff I've done wrong, which has been several things, but I can't change them, so I try not to even think about them.
That's good. What are your hopes and wishes for me?
I just hope you're happy, Julia. I hope you find what you want to do. You're happy doing it. And I want you to get an education, and the rest will come.
What about for my children?
Oh, I want to see them. I just want to be here to see them, to be a great-grandmother.
Me too. Tell me what you were like as a child.
I was a tomboy. I had three younger brothers. My sister that was older than I was, she was girly girl, and I was a tomboy, so I hung out with my brothers and liked to do things they liked to do.
How did you like to spend your time as a child?
As a child, we had, it's hard to believe now what all the kids can do, because when I was young, we had no television. We had a big yard, and that's where we stayed. We had a lot of friends in the neighborhood who had no television either. So we just played games all day or just hung out together.
With your family. Can you tell me about a historic event that had an impact on your life?
The most event that had the biggest influence on my life is when President Kennedy was shot, because I was either a junior or senior in high school, and I was in a math class, and I know exactly who the teacher was, I know where my seat was, and what had happened that day, and they announced it to the whole school that he had died. They closed school, sent us home, everybody was crying, teachers and kids, everybody was crying.
How did this make you feel?
We were so sad. He was such a special person, we thought, and it was on television for And it was right before Thanksgiving. And it was on television with the funeral and with everything. So it is something I've always remembered.
Share me with the story of how you and Grandpa met.
We met, he was from a smaller school than even I was from. I mean, a smaller town than I was from. And he dated one of my sister's friends. And we were riding around one night, which was, you know, that's what we did. We rode around. And he stopped us and got in the car with us, he and some of his friends. And he was impressed because it was Sunday night. And years ago on Sunday night, the only thing on the radio was gospel music. And I knew every one of them. A singer I'm not, but I knew all the words. And he was very impressed that I knew all those religious songs. That was our first meeting.
I never knew that. What about your wedding?
My wedding was at my mother's house. It was a very small wedding. And all my brothers and sisters were there, and my grandparents and Mac's grandparents were there as well. But it was just a family wedding.
Did y'all have a honeymoon?
We did. We went to New Orleans. And the strangest thing about going to New Orleans was that was when girls would swing out of the windows with not much clothes on. Well, my husband, he was married, and he wasn't even supposed to look at those women. And I was shocked that he was just standing there staring at them. But we were two country kids in a big city, so I'm sure that that was why.
Tell me about when you found out you're going to be a mother.
I found out I was going to be a mother. Mac and I got married when I was 17. We had your dad when I was 18.
Whoa.
So it was, you know, back then, if you were married, you had babies, and there wasn't. So I was out of school and hadn't started college, so I guess it was the perfect time to start a family. We were shocked, but along he came.
Do you remember the moment you first saw my father?
I had been in labor for 3 days at the hospital.
3 days?
3 days.
Whoa.
And they had considered a C-section. They had considered this. And when he finally came, by it being such a long labor, his head was so messed up. And I just thought, oh, no. This is my baby, and look at his head. But he was one of the prettiest babies that was ever born when he was little. I got pictures to prove it, too.
How did it make you feel?
Being a mother that young?
Mm-hmm.
Well, most of my friends, that's just, you know, that was life then. Mm-hmm. If you were married, you had babies. So I was a little overwhelmed, but my husband's mother, she was wanting a grandbaby so bad that she was a lot of help.
What was my father like when he was growing up?
He was a good kid. He was a bullheaded kid. I remember the time that we lived outside of town, and he wanted to go ride his bicycle with some friends, and we were going to their house, and we weren't getting ready fast enough, and he decided just to get on his bicycle and ride to town, and he did. So the next time I saw him was on a busy highway riding his bicycle down the side of the road.
Do you have any more favorite stories about him?
Well, some of them maybe not so good, but that was a funny one. He was always such a comedian that kept everybody laughing, and he liked to talk.
Are there any classic family jokes, stories, or songs that you can share?
Well, there's a lot of sayings that we used to say. Some of the kids they've never heard them before. When I try to give you grandkids something, they say no, and my kids say no, and I said, better warm hand than a cold hand, which means I want to give it to you now instead of my cold hand when I die. Mm-hmm. So that was a saying that that I keep using with them when they fuss because they think I spend too much money on y'all, but I don't. It's my money. I earn it, so I can spend it where I want to. I figured you would agree with that.
Tell me about your siblings.
My older sister they were Career Army. They're in Killeen now. Two of my brothers still live here in Paris. One's an attorney and one runs works for Daisy Farms. My other brother lives at Midland and he's works in the oil field.
Are you close with them?
Always. Always. Maybe not. The brothers and I are still close. And with them living here in town. And their kids are here and grandkids are here.
Mm-hmm. When you were a child, did you like school?
I did. I liked school. School was so much different then. I had 35 kids in my first grade class. We didn't have a cafeteria, but it was a neighborhood school. And we even walked home for lunch every day. So we'd just eat a sandwich and go back to school. But recess was a lot longer than it is now.
Really?
So we didn't have air conditioning. So in the summer, or when school started, when it got so hot, we just went half a day. And then we got to go home the afternoon.
Really? That's weird. Are there any funny stories people tell you about when you were growing up?
Well, they all remember the Ellis kids because there was five of us. So they would talk about mother having all of her kids in a car, taking us all shopping before school started. So we were kind of a group in a small town that everybody knew.
Mm-hmm. What are your most vivid memories of school?
When I started first grade, of course, there wasn't a kindergarten, and that's what I'm teaching now, but most of the kids that I graduated with, I started first grade with. Mm. And we went all 12 years together, and now we've already had our 50th class reunion, and a lot of them were there. So I think just the friendships you form in a small school.
Mm-hmm. What did you do during the summer when you were off from school?
My main memory about summer is because my dad was in farming business, so he was so busy in the summer. Where I was raised is 25 miles from Paris, and our biggest treat was to get to come over to the Holiday Inn. They had a swimming pool, they had a restaurant, we got to order room service, we swam all day, and that's, of course, we had to use the baby oil on us, and if we didn't get burnt, we didn't. It was because we weren't trying hard enough. We stayed at the pool all day long.
Do you feel like being a teacher is your calling?
I think so, and I think that's why I'm still teaching. It's what I do, and I'm very happy there. Of course, like I tell them, I'm happier on Friday than I am on Monday. But I still enjoy it. I still love the kids.
Tell me some of your favorite teaching stories.
I think some of the stories that the kids have said, some of the things that they've done. A kid will walk in the door and I think, oh, I'm not going to make it 9 months with this kid. And he turns out to be one of my favorite students.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any more?
Field trips are such a good memory, and I think it's a good memory for the kids. We've had some exciting field trips, and it gives the kids a chance that don't get to experience going to a zoo or going to a park for the day. Mm-hmm. They get to do it with their...
Okay. Thank you. That's it.
Oh, Lord. One more minute?